409 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 377. Mr. Rosser. He doesn't claim that. He says the point is it was easily gotten in the office, but that's not what he said. The Court. You claim that's a deduction you are drawing? Mr. Dorsey. Why, sure. The Court. Now you don't claim the evidence shows that? Mr. Dorsey. I claim that the power box was standing open Sunday morning. The Court. Do you insist that the evidence shows he had it in his pocket? Mr. Dorsey. I say that's my recollection, but I'm willing to waive it, but let them go to the record, and the record will sustain me on that point, just like it sustains me on the evidence of this man Rogers, which I'm now going to read. Rogers said, Mr. Giesling caught the face of the dead girl and turned it over towards me. I looked then to see if anybody followed me, and I saw Mr. Frank step from outside of the door into what I thought was a closet, but I afterwards found out where Mr. Giesling slept, or somebody slept. There was a little single bed in there. I don't want to misrepresent this testimony, for goodness knows there's enough here without resorting to any such practice as that, and I don't want to mislead this jury. Furthermore, I'm not going to do it. Frank says, after looking at the body, I identified that little girl as the one that had been up shortly after the noon of the day previous and got her money from me. I then unlocked the safe and took out the payroll book and found that it was true that a little girl by the name of Mary Fagan did work in the metal plant and that she was due to draw $1.20. The payroll book showed that, and as the detective had told me that someone had identified the body of that little girl as that of Mary Fagan, there could be no question but what it was one and the same girl. And he might have added, as I followed her back into the metal department and proposed to her that she submit to my lascivious demands, I hit her, she fell, she struck her head, to protect my character, I choked her, to protect my reputation, I choked her, and called Jim Conley to move her down to the basement, and for all these reasons, because I made out the payroll for 52 weeks during which time Mary had worked there, I know for these reasons all